Grammy-nominated lutenist Ron McFarlane comes to the historic old San Ysidro Church in Corrales this Saturday evening. It's a presentation of music in Corrales, and he joins me this afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Ron, I guess you didn't have the traditional route to the lute that I would have imagined for a player. How did you start getting interested in plucking an instrument?
Well, I started as a rock guitar player in junior high school, probably about eighth grade or so. Played rock guitar through high school and got interested in classical guitar. And played classical guitar for a good long time. Got a degree in that. Began studying guitar at Peabody for a master's degree. And I really got interested in the lute, largely because it had resonances from my rock and roll background. Because Renaissance music, and especially dance music from the Renaissance, has an amazing amount in common with rock music and folk music. It has a kind of rhythmic directness. You have a sense for on-the-spot improvisation. And it's just a huge amount of fun. So actually, it was because of my rock background. Oh, I forgot to say, we even use the same kind of scales or modes of Dorian and Mixolydian modes, which you find in rock and blues music. You also find that in Renaissance music and in Renaissance dances.
I guess if Jerry Garcia could move from the banjo to the electric guitar, it shouldn't be a surprising route from rock guitar to the lute, ultimately.
It felt absolutely natural to me, because the lute combined the things that I loved about rock music with the things that I love about classical music. Because at the same time it has all that rhythm and danciness about it, it also has a tremendous amount of lyricism, complexity, and really deep beauty. So my dual love of rock music on one hand and classical music on the other hand was kind of brought together in the lute and in the lute repertory in the 16th and 17th centuries.
Your program Saturday night begins with a suite of pieces by John Dowland, who I guess I think of as the go-to name for the great composer for the lute.
Absolutely, and definitely one of my favorites. I think he wrote the most memorable melodies and some of the most poignant and actually sometimes very dark-sounding music. I find him just tremendously compelling and have loved his music ever since I was playing it on guitar before I started playing the lute. He's the marquee name in the Renaissance for the lute.
And the suite by him includes dances and a couple of fancies, but then you follow that with sort of a tribute to Dowland that you wrote yourself.
Right. I have some original music that I'll be playing on this concert. I included one piece called Dowland's Good Night. And a good night back in the Renaissance was a piece of music written upon the death of a beloved person or a well-respected person. For instance, there's a Queen Elizabeth's Good Night. But John Dowland never had his good night until about 400 years too late. And this is written somewhat in Dowland's style and even weaves in a couple of melodic references to a piece of his called Melancholy Galliard, which I played in the previous set in the concert.
And there are more pieces by you. It's nice to hear actual 21st century music still being composed for this instrument. Also represented is Johann Sebastian Bach. And I'm quite familiar with the cello suites being transcribed for guitar, but did Bach actually transcribe some of his own suites for lute at the time?
He transcribed his cello suite number 5. In C minor for lute. It's in his own handwriting. He transposed it from C minor to G minor and then made it idiomatic for the lute. And seeing what he did and seeing what changes he made in his own cello suite makes a wonderful model for transcribers like me and other lute players to follow his lead, do the kinds of things that he did in making both the violin suite and the cello suite viable and idiomatic pieces for the lute. And that's what I've done in this case for the cello suite number 1, known as BWV 1007.
Is it partly because of the resonance of the instrument that these suites transfer so well?
I think that's a part of it. For one thing, Bach is writing on the cello and also on violin. He's writing essentially single line music, but then creating out of that single line two or even three parts, or implying those parts. So you start out with not more music than you can handle, not more lines than you can handle on the lute. that makes it much easier because you can then add the box music to fill it out and to fill the instrument. If you try to go the other way, for instance, if you took a harpsichord suite, you would end up with so much music or so many notes and so many voices that it would not fit very easily on the lute. So you would be subtracting the music or subtracting lines that Bach wrote, which I would find to be a heartbreaking proposition. I'd much rather add things in Bach's style the way he added things to create a lute piece out of a cello piece.
Much the way you would accompany a solo instrument with a continuo line.
Absolutely. That's right.
And the program ends, I think, appropriately enough with traditional Scottish and Irish music. Does this music fall well on the instrument as well?
Amazingly so. You know, there's a lot of Scottish music from the 17th century for lute in old lute manuscripts, but they seem to have overlooked the Irish music altogether. But Turlough O'Carolan, a famous harp player from the 17th and 18th century in Ireland, wrote a lot of music for harp that fits beautifully well on the lute. And also there's a good bit of traditional music, dances such as reels, jigs, slip jigs, that are just a wonderful natural fit on the instrument. They'll generally sound more delicate on the lute because that's just the character of a lute, but you still get the rhythm, the Celtic flavor out of these old Scottish and Irish tunes, and I think they sound very well on the lute.
Lutenist and composer Ron McFarlane comes to the historic old San Ysidro Church this Saturday at 7:30 p.m., It's a presentation of music in Corrales. There are some tickets remaining available at Frame and Art, and there may be tickets at the door. And Ron, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking.